How to Test Your Home Internet Connection Speed by Nick Mediation on August 28th in PC World. Stop waiting on a slow internet connection and do something about it. Testing your internet connection only takes a few minutes, and it can help you figure out how to address network issues. Testing your internet connection's performance is a straightforward exercise. You don't need any extra software. All you need is a computer and a web browser. But there are also a few things you can do to make sure you are getting the most accurate reading of your internet connection. Here's what to do. Get ready. For best results, you want to use a wired connection, if at all possible. That way, you don't have to worry about interference and performance fluctuations that can occur while you're on Wi-Fi. If you have any other wired devices on your home network, plug your test computer directly into the modem so those don't interfere in your testing. If you're stuck using Wi-Fi, say you have a MacBook Air or a tablet or some other device that doesn't have an Ethernet port, do what you can to minimize interference. Make sure your Wi-Fi router is away from other electronic devices like cordless phones and temporarily disconnect any other devices from your Wi-Fi network. After all, you don't want another computer on your network to download a gigabyte worth of software updates while you run your tests. While you're at it, double-check to make sure your computer isn't downloading something in the background. Check the Task Manager on Windows, summoned by pressing Ctrl-Alt-Delete, or Activity Monitor on macOS, and look for Network Statistics. It's labeled Network on macOS, Networking on Windows. Close or quit all apps on your computer to keep apps from downloading software updates while you test your connection. Your bandwidth usage may drop to zero and stay there, but you want it as close to zero as you'll get. If your operating system is downloading updates, there isn't much you can do aside from wait and test your connection later. If you're having any problems with your connection, now is a good idea to reset your modem and router. Switch them off and unplug them for a few moments, then plug them back in and switch them on. Test your connection. UCLA'sSpeedTest.net is the most common site to test your internet connection. All you need is a web browser with JavaScript turned on, it usually is unless you switched it off, and Adobe Flash installed. There are a couple of alternatives if you don't have Flash installed and don't want it installed. There's an HTML5 version of UCLA'sSpeedTest.net, or you can use speedof.me, which also uses HTML5. All you have to do at this point is click the green Begin Test button, and speedtest.net will check both your download and upload speed. This may take anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes, depending on your network speed. Those aren't your only options for testing your broadband connection. Megapath also offers a speed test, as well as what it calls Speed Test Plus, which evaluates the quality of your connection in addition to its raw speed. Your ISP might also offer a speed test tool, though you may need to do a little poking around for it. And the router manufacturers are increasingly including speed tests in their products' firmware and/or the mobile apps they distribute with their products, although in that latter case, you'll be using a wireless connection. Isolate the problem. Don't be surprised if you're not getting the top speed your ISP says it can deliver. Almost no one does. But if your connection is significantly lower than what was promised, many different factors could be coming into play. There might be a problem with your equipment, or it could be an issue on your ISP's end. Most ISPs maintain a tech support page where you can go and see if they're aware of any problems with their service. If your ISP isn't reporting a problem, you can start your own troubleshooting by eliminating your equipment as a factor. First, try using a different computer. If you get acceptable performance on the second machine, you can't blame the ISP. If the second computer also has a slow internet connection, run another bandwidth test after each of these suggestions. Try using a different Ethernet cable to connect your PC to your router. Try swapping out the cable that connects your router to your internet gateway, your DSL, fiber, or cable modem. Troubleshoot your router. Turn it off or unplug it for a minute or two and then turn it back on. You should always be running the latest firmware on your router, so this is a good time to update it if you haven't lately. If you're still not seeing an improvement, try power cycling your DSL, cable, or fiber modem. If you've jumped through all these hoops and you still have performance issues, it's time to call your ISP's tech support line.